Your At Work Radio. Every day, 9 to 12. Only on KC 107.7.
The Rendezvous At Work, KC 107.7. And yes, save this number 082-414-1077. And that is nog steeds Dinsdag. Dis amper die tyd. Ek gaan jou op die laaste tyd van die uur sê, wat is die tyd? Wat die tyd gaan jy moet regmaak voor in hierdie week? As hierdie maand geëindig het, yep, dan is het die tyd. As jy weet wat is die tyd, laat weet vir my op 082-414-1077. But today, like I said, I have a very interesting man in the studio with me. Clinton Kibido, how are you?
Hi, Gerine. I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule.
it's a pleasure. Don't worry.
You have a very interesting job. You work for Senior SAP Technology, and actually you're the person to tell us better. You know, your job is very, I would say, intricate to me. Give us more insight into the company you are working for, please.
Yeah, so the company I'm currently working for is Beyond Technologies South Africa. They form part of the bigger organization, which is an international company, but the main company basically is from Quebec in Canada, Montreal to be specific. And my job description is a senior SAP technology consultant. Now, that is kind of like a broad description, but mainly what I focus on is currently is a developer lead for integration. And that currently means I'm mentoring a few of the juniors in the Africa regions. So most of my juniors is based in Morocco.
Can you said you spoke about a lead, and give us more insight into the work that you do, give us more insight into your career.
Okay, so I was always technically inclined. I was always interested in IT from a young age. Currently, I focus on the technical side of SAP, and SAP is basically a German multinational company that organizations buy into their products to better streamline their business in a profitable way, and also to extend their business in a cost-efficient way as well. So I would say it's one of the market leaders when it comes to managing your whole business on one platform. So that is what SAP is. And where my position basically falls into place is when your business wants to integrate with an external party or a vendor or a third party. So as you understand, some systems, they don't speak the same language. Us in integration, we basically sit in the middle and we make sure that all the data that flows gets translated so that it's understandable on the other side. So it's basically like a analogy of a post office. You get a message sent to the post office. At the post office, they do the sorting. Sometimes in the olden days, they do translating as well, and then it gets sent to the destination. So that's basically what my whole integration job entails.
Wow, that is a very simply put analogy that you gave us there. I could understand that part of it.
Yeah.
Tell me, your a day you are, you work high, you work from home, you're one of the hybrid workers.
Yeah.
This is off the topic. Do you also work in pajamas?
No, never, unfortunately. One of my friends, he waits for me early morning so that we can go for a morning walk or a morning jog. So I'm up early when I drop the kids at school. Then I have like an hour's time before I actually have to start working to do some exercises, you know. I'm really, when I log on, I'm in pajamas, really, but...
No, just asking, that became a thing when it was COVID time, working from home.
Yeah.
You have a suit top on and the pajamas at the bottom.
Yeah, no, I don't like to do that.
Now, anyway, you have been working from home for how long, firstly?
Well, it actually started with COVID. So that was at my previous company. So I would say about almost... is it going to 5 years now?
Yes.
So almost 5 years I'm working from home.
Wow. And how is it to work on a daily basis from home?
Well, me personally, I enjoy it a lot because, like currently now, I can see my kids on a daily basis, for extended periods of time. So that's something that I do cherish because I do the school run, so I go pick them up. I'm present at home, and so that's one of the big pros, if you would like, for me to work from home. And also, I think most of the people realizes this, but if you're factoring in travel time, then you actually get a lot more done if you log on from home and you work from home. So it eliminates that 1 or 2 hours that you're sitting in traffic a day where you can actually be more productive. So for me, I'm enjoying it currently. And yeah.
And it is basically also that you manage yourself.
Yes, you have to be very disciplined, very disciplined. Obviously, there comes times where everything with regards to your personal life and your professional life is a bit tight, if I can call it like that. Then you have to prioritize basically what's more important. And luckily for me, the management in our company is very understanding. So for them, it's also family comes first. And then they will always try to have you back if you have to deal with a personal issue.
A question just regarding your work, the company you're working for currently. They're not based in South Africa, correct?
No, we do have an office we do have a company in South Africa.
Oh, okay.
But like I said, it's the bigger company is based out of Montreal, Canada. So we've got also companies, or we've got a company in France, and also spread out around the world. There is people that are working remotely, as you might call it.
Okay.
And also, then there's a new company policy where you can basically work from anywhere, but it has to go through management. So you don't need to be in South Africa to work. You can basically work from all around the world.
Wow, that sounds very nice. For somebody, a young person or ever that's listening to you today, that wants to enter the field that you're in, and I know the youngsters of today, they want to be exposed to the world itself. How do they get into this field? What are the basic, and what is all the requirements you need? Just like me, I don't think I can do your job at all.
Mm-hmm. So usually what we recommend is a degree in computer science or data engineering, because you will be working more technically with certain aspects of SAP. And then our company, Beyond Technologies, we have a graduate program as well, where we every year it's a different type of university, but basically where we go and we scout young talent that recently graduated from the university or are busy graduating to come and do our basically a boot camp year, where we try to teach them as much as possible about SAP.
Wow.
And to be honest, they are doing well. The boot campers that joined when I was joining the company, they are fully professional now. They gain a lot of knowledge, and I think they are doing excellent.
Wow, that is an amazing amazing offering from the company side itself.
Yes,
you know.
I'm very proud to work for a company that actually gives back and recruit youngsters, you know.
Yeah, that is, I mean, I always like to research who is the companies out there giving back to the communities, to give the opportunities to people. But we have come to the end of this interview. I want to say thank you very much for your time. As much as you're a person working from home, I know you're very busy. If you're a lot in meetings and doing this and doing that. And thank you for coming out.
It's a big pleasure, Gerin.
Any shout out to anybody?
I have to shout out to my or our managing partner, Christian Bauke. He's the coolest managing partner you will get in a company. He's laid back. He's also strict when need be, but you do get a feel that you can go to him with anything. And also all of my colleagues, I think it's there's not enough time to mention everybody by name, but my process director, Sherry Williams, and our HR manager, which is Nicole. So just want to give a shout out to them. And then, like I said, everybody that knows me, this is a shout out for you guys as well.
That was Clinton Kibiru.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.